I'm going to detail exactly how I got good at communicating and network marketing. But before I tell you this, don't get scared when you hear all I did, because you do not have to repeat these steps, as I've already done most of them for you right here in this package. The first thing I did was to grab a tape recorder and take it to every business opportunity meeting and training I could drive to. I would go up to distributors who had been successful at bringing guests to meetings and would simply ask them, "What did you say to your guests to get them to come tonight?" I would record what they said into my tape recorder. I listened to the tape all the way home, and when I got home, I would transcribe the tape onto paper. If there were business words that were used that I didn't understand, I'd look them up in the dictionary. I'd then listen very intently as I followed the script. I would mimic their words, their phrases, their tone, their volume, even the emphasis they put on each word. I would put little accent marks on words and sections of sentences that they had emphasized on my recordings. I then sat at my desk and I propped up a stuffed animal in a chair. I put a tape recorder in front of the stuffed animal. The stuffed animal was actually a stuffed black Labrador retriever. Its name was Buckshot, named after a real black lab I had. I then would sit at the other end of the table and invite Buckshot to a meeting using the scripts I had learned. Me, recording myself, inviting Buckshot was a very important part of my learning. If I invited Buckshot and then listened to the recording and couldn't make out what I said, then that meant Buckshot didn't hear it either. Therefore, neither would my prospect. So I would have to pronounce my words more clearly and increase my volume. In other words, my communication, in order to be a communication, must have gotten to Buckshot. The way I would measure this was whether I could hear it in the recorder. Remember, I used to purposely mumble my words. Well, the recorder would pick this up. I could hear me talking, but I couldn't make out what I was actually saying. Again, that's not communication. So I had to go back and pronounce those words clearly so Buckshot could hear them. I did this for hours and hours at a time. Many, many times, I would be in the middle of practicing and would hear birds chirping outside, indicating dawn. Yes, I was tired when I went to work, but so what? I was willing to do this because it was glaringly obvious that those who could do it well made the big money, and those that couldn't do it well would go to the bar after the business opportunity meeting and talk about how the company was already saturated. See, few people will admit that they are the problem, so they come up with excuses. So after a few months, I got a group of sentences and questions that I could say. Not just say, but could say with conviction. They were no longer scripts. They were no longer someone else's words. They were a part of my vocabulary. I was then ready to go to live people. I started calling prospects. When my prospect would ask me a question, I wrote it down. I started noticing that prospects seemed to ask similar questions. Each time I got a similar question from another prospect, I would make a tick mark under that question. By making the tick marks under common questions, I started noticing a trend in which questions I got. I would then go back to the meetings and ask successful distributors, "What do you say when a prospect says, 'I don't have time?' What do you say when your prospect says, 'Is this one of those pyramid things?'" Again, I would record it, transcribe it, drill it with Buckshot, and then try it on my prospects. Sometimes the response I gave them worked. If it did, I kept it. If it didn't work, I'd figure some other way to say it until I got positive results. I distilled all those prospects' questions and objections into about 8. After I was able to successfully handle my prospects' 8 questions and/or objections, I put them on 3x5 cards. I'd write the prospect's objection sentence on one side and the response on the other side. I carried them everywhere. When I was driving in my truck, I'd pull one of the cards from the deck, read the question and objection, and fire the response back. I drilled. By drilling, I mean repeat something over and over. I drilled those to the point that when a prospect said the first couple of words of the question or objection, I'd already know the response. I simply had to be patient while they got their entire question or objection out. I would clarify their objection and then deliver my response much the same way a master musician plays a song she's played 1,000 times. Then, and only then, did network marketing become, as they say, a numbers game or fun. I was prepared for any question or objection someone could ask me. Before that, it was a luck game. How many prospects can I get lucky with?